This is an Audio Holdings production.
Martin Chuzzlewit by Charles Dickens. Read by David Case. It was pretty late in the autumn of the year when the declining sun, struggling through the mist which had obscured it all day, went down upon a little Wiltshire village within an easy journey of the fair old town of Salisbury. An evening wind uprose. It happened to come up with a great heap of leaves, and did so disperse and scatter them that they fled away, pell-mell, rolling over each other, whirling round and round, some here, some there. A giddy chase it was, for they got into unfrequented places, clung tightly to the sides of hayricks, like bats, and tore in at open chamber windows, and covered close to hedges. But the oddest feat they achieved was to take advantage of the sudden opening of Mr. Pecksniff's front door, to dash wildly into his passage. Whither the wind followed close upon them, incontinently blew out the lighted candle held by Miss Pecksniff, and slammed the front door against Mr. Pecksniff, who was at that moment entering, with such violence that in the twinkling of an eye he lay on his back at the bottom of the steps. "Who's there?" Miss Pecksniff inquired through the keyhole in a shrill voice, which might have belonged to a wind in its teens. Mr. Pecksniff raised himself on one elbow and sneezed.
"That voice!" cried Miss Pecksniff. "My parent!"
At this exclamation another Miss Pecksniff bounced out of the parlour, and the two Miss Pecksniffs, with many incoherent expressions, opened the door and dragged Mr. Pecksniff into an upright posture.
"Pa! Speak, Pa!"
"That'll do. I'm better."
"He's come to himself. He speaks again."